share with us for about 15 minutes, Harry?
Yeah, I can. I'm Harry, I'm an alcoholic, and I'm also a very, very grateful member of Al-Anon. I just this week turned 7 years sober, and I was thinking, how do I do? I haven't thought about, I haven't thought about an alcoholic for nearly an hour, so God is very great. Because this is like a bit of a rebels meeting, so I was wondering if anyone, for anyone who's comfortable, who's already like a card-carrying double winner from their point of view? What about AAs who are curious about an Al-Anon? And then what about Al-Anons curious about AA? Ah, perfect. Okay, so the thing is, so this is like the third time I've been to a double winners setup, and I think it's fantastic because basically you can't talk about both in either place. And like, it's a bit like talking about like the mechanics of sponsorship and lots of stuff. It just doesn't get covered in meetings, really. And you have to find the secret network of people who do it so you can talk about how to do it. And anyway, so I was thinking about the differences between the two places. So for the AAs who haven't really been to Al-Anon, how about this? At Al-Anon meetings, before the meeting starts and someone goes for a cup of tea, they ask if anyone else would like a cup of tea. Have you ever seen that happen at an AA meeting? I haven't. Like, the tea is ours. Why would I give it to someone else, right? And also, at Al-Anon, because it's a frontline service for people in a lot of trouble, they have a box of tissues, right? Ready to go when someone starts crying. At AA, it's just like we all just laugh at them and carry on. And then from the other way around, Al-Anons in AA, some groups, like, they'll only have a business meeting once a month at most. And in Al-Anon, it's like, where would my ideas get processed if there weren't, you know, a business meeting every week? So there, like, there's a lot of, like, for me, navigating the spaces. And I think a last, like, fundamental thing, which is revealing about the two aspects of these things is officially, explicitly, Al-Anon prohibits AA members from doing service below the group level. This is to not corrupt the integrity of Al-Anon. Whereas in AA, being an Al-Anon is practically a requirement for doing service at intergroup and below. Like if you go to Brighton Area Intergroup, it looks a lot like this room. So, and that's where, so I've been sober for 7 years and I've been sniffing around Al-Anon for a long, long time and listening to Al-Anon stuff. And I had a double winner sponsor. And very smartly, he didn't push. He mentioned a couple of times, but he did not push. But that's where it was. When I was 3 years sober, I was Brighton Area Intergroup secretary. And there's lots I could say about that role. But here's one thing. I had to regularly send out emails to 100 alcoholics. And my hand would be sweating and shaking on the mouse ready to hit send to the email. Because the thinking is, if there's a mistake in this email, they are going to get angry and they're going to come after me, right? That's really it. And I didn't know, I just thought it was me like being, like I like to double check things. Okay, I'm highly strung. Okay. But actually it was echoes of something in the past. And it wasn't until I got to Al-Anon I saw with absolute clarity that was going on. It actually wasn't until a friend of mine, they sponsored someone, I will change names, they sponsored someone called, I heard there's a London AA called Angry Sue. Anyway, he was sponsoring someone called Angry, let's say Sue, and he said, I'm really worried about her calling. I'm really worried that she's going to be angry. And I heard myself saying, of course she's going to be angry. She's Angry Sue. She was angry before you met her. And my thing is, I'm worried that alcoholics are going to be angry, and they've been angry since before I was fucking born. So that's what got me into Al-Anon. I realized that something was not being healed through the normal AA process, or it wasn't for me at that time. I'm not talking about anyone else. But that's where I got to, and I got desperate. I got desperate enough to come to Al-Anon. So on that very, I was looking for this for an inspiring reading, and I got to this, which is about, which I think speaks to that thing about the emails and a lot of other things. So it goes, alcoholics act, and family members and friends react. Most of the time we react because we don't realize we have a choice. It's automatic. In Al-Anon, we're reminded that we have choices. Just because the alcoholic gets drunk, acts out, fails to meet an obligation, declares that the sky is orange, or makes or breaks a promise, does not mean that those who care about him or her must do what we've always done before. We are not trapped, we have choices. It's as if we were holding the end of a rope and an alcoholic grabbed the other end and started to tug. Most of us would react automatically. We would tug back. It never occurs to us that we don't have to play. If we knew we had options, we might choose to drop the rope. There's no tug of war unless both players hang on to their ends. By taking note of what we do in reaction to alcoholic behaviour, we begin to see the choices we are already unconsciously making. Further examination, discussion with other Al-Anon members, and use of the slogans and steps can help us to discover options we never knew we had. Perhaps we will even decide to drop the rope. And I think, like, reading that in relation to my behaviour with alcoholics and other troubled, exciting people, or anyone else, people in authority especially, is what Al-Anon's all about for me. So one of the things I wanted to talk about was, so people know me now as a double winner in circles I'm in, and so they'll call me up and they'll say, I'm already in AA, can you take me through the steps in Al-Anon, or vice versa, or whatever. And I think the way I kind of merge the two is slightly unusual, but this is what I've done, and there's lots of different ways of doing it, but this is what works for me. I know AA first, and I know the Big Book really well. So my program is entirely Big Book, straight up AA. Those are the mechanics. I go through the steps this way, the information's there. So how do I fold in Al-Anon? I mean, Al-Anon feels like it's about 60% of my program at the moment. I get the mechanics and the framework from the Big Book, but it's all through the perspective of Al-Anon. So this Al-Anon perspective, how do I get it? I get it through the literature, I get it through talking to people, and I get it going through the meetings, and I get it now through sponsoring people in Al-Anon. I can read all the Al-Anon I want, but until I'm helping another Al-Anon through their troubles, it did not click into place. So that's some mechanics of like how I fold them together. I've never been through the steps in Al-Anon in a non-Big Booky way. Maybe that's to come in my future, but that's what I'm doing for now. Sometimes when people come to Al-Anon, I will hear them say, it's so strange, in AA, we have to help a lot of people. And I get to Al-Anon and they're telling me I'm not gonna help people. I think this is a fundamental kind of Al-Anon slip. So the most fundamental Al-Anon slip I can make is believe that my helping is helping, right? So what we're enjoined to do in AA is to be of genuine service to other people. And the thing about Al-Anon is a recognition of all my busy work and my suggestions and my management and my planning and my spreadsheets and my little comments and all that kind of stuff. It's a recognition that is not helping anyone. In fact, it's actually probably shielding people from the consequences of their actions. All the propping up and the mopping and the cooking of meals is not keeping anyone sober, and it's not going to get them into recovery. So there's a thing here, like I think, again, like the merging of the programs, God's asked, I'm supposed to be a little busy bee for God, being helpful to others in a genuine, authentic way. I once said to someone, an old sponsor, and he was a double winner, and he was leaving his coat behind somewhere, and I said, you've forgotten your coat. He said, thank you. And I said, was that an Al-Anon slip? He's like, no, that was genuinely helpful. I'm confused about what help is. So that's the first thing to unpack for me. That's where I'm at with that. There's also another thing at the beginning of lots of Al-Anon meetings. There's a statement read out, and it contains the phrase that Al-Anon is a gentle program. And now we do actually have something like that in AA already. There's this line that often gets read out in the passage, like how it works. The beginning of it talks about we have progress, not perfection. And what we can easily I've been known to do in AA is to basically take that as a signal that I don't have to do anything. Like, I can sort of sit on my ass, because it's progress, not perfection, right? Except progress, not perfection is surely about the outcomes. It's not about how much I want to put into it or how signed up I am. And I think it's exactly the same thing in Al-Anon. I think Al-Anon's incredibly gentle because the change takes place. My current sponsor says, like, one of the hardest things for her to accept about Al-Anon is the fact that she's going to fail repeatedly. Like, with sobriety, it's quite possible to be struck sober or to get sober after a bumpy landing and then be sober for years and decades. Whereas with Al-Anon, I do not know anyone in Al-Anon who's not had an Al-Anon slip. Maybe they can testify for weeks of peace or something. But I've never really heard someone talking about more than that. So it's So it's gentle in that sense, I think. And one of the things to remember is, and I was at this convention a few years ago, and an Al-Anon, who I don't think is in the room, which is quite good, said to me, oh, Al-Anon's just like AA, except it's not fatal for us. And that didn't sound right at the time. And I have to say, I think my Al-Anon is absolutely fatal. What's going to happen? Well, firstly, if I wasn't in Al-Anon, I wouldn't be able to stay in AA. So as a safety net, like, it is effing fatal. If I don't work the Al-Anon program, I will not be able to stay sober. So there's that little death threat there, right there. But more to the point, you know, look at my behavior with other alcoholics, dangerous, exciting people. It'll lead me into dangerous situations where I might harm myself. It'll lead me to suicide because I'll end up depressed and not looking after myself properly. And then not looking after myself properly, which is a thing that came up this year, I ended up with a health condition entirely related to how I was looking after myself, which was not very well. And so what will happen is, like, this death threat thing is Al-Anon, if I don't treat my Al-Anonism, I will be taken to an early grave by it. That's the fundamental truth. So Al-Anon is gentle, if you want to be gentle, but it's still life-threatening for me. I also wanted to talk about one of the most interesting things I've found this year is there's a difference, noticing the difference in Tradition 5 in AA versus Al-Anon. So basically a rough thing in Tradition 5, we're talking about primary purpose in AA, carrying our message, carrying its message, whatever. Basically, it's about sending the signal out, recovery is possible, here's the program, here's how to do it, whatever. Al-Anon's way more subtle and contains something which shifted my attitude to sponsees in AA and other things. So Al-Anon's is three strands. We work the program of AA ourselves. Okay, this is good business end. It then talks about we offer understanding and encouragement to the alcoholic. And if I really look at how I conduct myself with my sponsees in the past, maybe a level of understanding, mostly so I can get the information in as hard as I possibly can. But do I offer encouragement? Very little encouragement. And if I think about, you know, the reality of the alcoholic situation, if I take myself out of me being one for a moment and I just look at the alcoholic, years of shame and misery and difficulty, and they've come to me to ask for help, why wouldn't I say to them, you know, even if they've done a dog shit job, you're like, that's fantastic, you're really getting it now, why don't you come back, just have another little go at this, talk to so-and-so about it, read a bit of this, come back, let's talk about it a bit more tomorrow. Why wouldn't I take anything but that sort of encouraging tone? Or literally message someone out of the blue and say, I heard you speak earlier, I thought that was fantastic. I'd never done that once with a sponsee until I got to Al-Anon. So that's been very, very helpful. And then I've got this other thing that I think was drummed into me also. So, I mean, I was an absolute mess when I got to AA. And I, something that came to mind earlier, like in my first couple of weeks, the sort of things I was sharing in meeting was I shared in a meeting how revealed I was to have had a normal bowel movement. Like, that was the level I was at when I got to AA. So I needed really rigorous, like, boot camp AA. I needed to be told what my schedule was, what I was going to be doing. I needed to be doing an awful lot of activity. And what accidentally happened there was I basically became very rule bound thinking. And I think the thing that's happened with Al-Anon is because there is less cohesion on exactly what you do and how you do it, and because it's way more attuned to, like, well, does it feel right? Why would you do something if it didn't feel right? I've started to bend the rules in ways, and actually, fundamentally, I've actually allowed myself to actually rely on what I'm supposed to be relying on, which is God inspiration and my connection with a higher power. For example, you know, the Just For Today card, which is the same between AA and Al-Anon, says I will not show my feelings are hurt. And for this week, for the first time ever in my life, and certainly the first time ever in AA, I sat down with a friend and we had a frank conversation, and the moment was right, and I just said, you know what? That thing you did, it actually hurt my feelings. It was really tough. And it felt incredibly alien. We had a fantastic conversation. He made a full amends for something that we'd never talked about from 2 years ago. And we're now better than ever. And that was unblocked by applying Al-Anon principles. So Al-Anon in general is softening the hardness I got from AA and is way more waking me up to how things can be. And that's what I've got so far. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.